Carnival season is underway around the world, from Brazil to Belgium to Trinidad, host of the biggest carnival in the Caribbean. The boisterous partying that precedes Lent attracts hundreds of thousands of revelers to Trinidad every year, and the soundtrack to the celebration is soca. Baz Dreisinger reports.
Carnival season in Trinidad boils down to one thing: fresh soca music.
The stage is in front of us. Time to get advantageous. Stamp on it, stamp on it, stamp on it, stamp on it, trample 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 it.
Consider it Red Bull for your ears, or music with a purpose.
The intention of the energy of soca music is to really uplift people, is to really make them smile, really keep them happy, make them celebrate even in the toughest times.
That's soca's biggest star, Machel Montano.
The economy is down. You hear some soca music, you're going to want to go out and party, even if you have to borrow the money.
Soca stands for Soul of Calypso, and it was pretty much invented in the 1970s by Trinidadian Lord Shorty, who claimed that the soul of Calypso was as multicultural as his island's African and East Indian descendants. To set this post-colonial hybrid to music, Shorty sped up Calypso and gave it an Indian twist. In the 30 or so years since, soca has evolved into the club-friendly, studio-produced music of a younger generation. Soca artist Kes Diffenthaler explains it this way.
It's kind of like Calypso's young teenage bad son, you know. It's really a younger sound, a little more vibrant than Calypso, a lot more energy.
And I feel like I just went to
soca artists record, release, and perform music at a frenzied pace during carnival season, when the whole country is partying to the same soundtrack. Every year, performers campaign in a kind of musical election, competing for two titles. The Road March song is a People's Choice Award. It's the most played song during the grand parade held the day before Ash Wednesday. The Soca Monarch, on the other hand, is crowned at a massive concert held just before carnival. One contender for this year's crown is Fayanne Lyons.
Soca Monarch is a competition that is judged by a panel of judges. Something like American Idol, but on a different scale. It's grand, it's extravagant, it's flamboyant. It's like everybody does a piece of Las Vegas with all the costuming and everything like that. Imagine seeing that from 10 different competitors, all presenting their songs to the judges, trying to win the first prize.
Lyons has a strong track record, having won more titles than any other female soca star. Lyons is soca royalty. Her father is Calypsonian Superblue, and her husband is soca star Bungie Garland. Call them soca's Beyonce and Jay-Z. Garland tries to set his music apart by looking back to soca's roots in Calypso.
One of the other names of an ancient day Calypsonian was a poor man newspaper. They would be the person to bring the news of what happens today or what happens tomorrow. The Calypsonian is the person who have the information and would bring it to the people.
He's recorded songs about rape and politics, and one soca monarch with a song about poverty and government failure.
Just imagine fires in the street, where them bad men turn on the heat. So police in the jeep, come up in the pile of neighbor. So soldiers come in the vehicle, politician moving so evil. Want to choke on me, I wear the needle, try to press me like a weevil. But we strong, we never feeble, we depend on we all can be eagle. So when they joke, they get to people, then they might raise a weevil. So tell them we from the ghetto, we from the ghetto.
Every year, though, the favored candidate is Machel Montano, a soca icon, known for being obscenely good at what Trinidadians call whining, gyrating to the music.
We ready, we ready, we ready, ready for massacre.
Basically, I think my talent is really reaching out to people and talking to them and getting them in a good mood, make them laugh, make them whine, and still make them jump.
All the bands them lining up, all the costumes lining up. Ready for mass again.
Montano is 35 years old and has released 35 albums. He's been a star since he was 9, when he won a local competition with the song Too Young to Soca. The song quickly landed him on the stage of Madison Square Garden and on Star Search. He's since collaborated with Janet Jackson and Dougie Fresh, but says he still hasn't achieved his ultimate goal, to carry the energy of soca beyond his island.
I love a lot of pop dance, electro music, because I can even see the spirit in the beat. You know, I could see people in the club singing about love, singing about limits, singing about world peace, singing about coming together, singing about letting go troubles. And somewhere in there, I see where, you know, soca music could find a space, could find its place.
Right now, its place is Trinidad, where a local election's underway. The candidates are stumping, the voters are jumping, and the new campaign slogans, hot new soca tunes, just keep on coming. For NPR News, I'm Boz Dreisinger.
You can hear 10 of this year's hottest soca tracks at nprmusic.org.